The title of this morning's address is A Screen of Truth. Abraham Lincoln was the 16th President of the United States, and he's regarded as one of America's greatest political leaders. Lincoln grew up in poor circumstances and was largely self-educated. Following a career in law, he entered politics, and he was serving president at the time of the American Civil War. And he was assassinated just days after he won a second presidential term. He was a founding member of the Republican Party. Lincoln was also an accomplished writer and orator. And as part of the naming service in this church, I read a letter Lincoln wrote when his son was setting out to begin boarding school, and he wrote to the headmaster of the school setting out what he would like to happen with his son's education. In the letter, he doesn't mention academic results whatsoever, but he does ask that his son learn more important things, that he learns that it is more honorable to fail than to cheat, that he is given time to ponder the mysteries of birds in the trees and bees on a green hillside, that he has faith in his own ideas. Lincoln asked that his sons learn to sell his brawn and brain to the highest bidder, but never put a price tag on his heart or soul. But one particular phrase stands out for me. He said, "Teach him to listen to everything he hears, but filter everything on a screen of truth and take only the good that comes true." Filter all he hears on a screen of truth and take only the good that comes through. When these words were written, communications were either verbal or written. This was the early days of newspapers, and both newspapers and books were expensive luxuries. And even literacy was the preserve of the wealthy. We, on the other hand, live in a time of mass communications. We send information at the click of a button at little financial cost, and there are no barriers to filter what we send out or what drops into our inbox. The web, of course, was invented by someone called Tim Berners-Lee, who grew up Anglican but became a Unitarian, so the whole thing is our doing. And that was just 30 years ago. It's hard to believe that it was just 30 years ago. And the web is an invaluable resource. But there are downsides to the new technology. And it's important to remember that sending or receiving information is just that. It's an exchange of information. Making a real connection with another person is something different. The reading I used this morning highlights the differences between casual exchanges and genuine communication. It shows that the assumptions we make about our life and the lives of others, and how often we believe that other people are more talented than we are and that their lives are perfect. We find it difficult to appreciate our own value and we wear a mask. We pretend. And we forget that other people are doing the same thing. But genuine communication and connection only happens when people have the courage to reveal their true selves, warts and all. And that happens when there is honesty, when there is trust, and when we listen to one another and respect one another, even when we disagree. And that's very different than modern social media posts where people take their photographs, they spend hours posing for this, and then they Photoshop it, and everyone thinks so-and-so is wonderful. Perfect figure, everything is perfect in the world. It's interesting to look at the new problems that technology has created. There's cyberbullying. And FOMO, F-O-M-O, is fear of missing out. That's why people spend ages and ages on their laptops or their phones. And even in young people, the development of unhealthy sleep patterns. And that's not the entirety of the list of problems. And of course, a tool as powerful as the internet will be exploited by people of bad intentions. There are deliberate attempts to influence democratic elections. Cybercrime, the public harassing of individuals and embarrassing them. I have to say that I notice an explosion in cybercrime. I would say a week does not go by when I don't get some sort of a message that is incorrect telling me I owe something, my card has been stopped, I went through a toll booth without paying. Every week, I would say, I get something. Would that we had a screen of truth that could filter the flow of information and takes only the good that comes true. And a filter of truth that would filter out deceit and division and cultivate unity among people. When we think back to the Middle Ages, we associate them with ignorance and superstition. It was a time when power was in the control of a religious and social elite. The Reformation and the Enlightenment shone a light on ignorance and superstition. At the Enlightenment, scientific fact and reason were applied to all aspects of life. And democracy was hard won in wars and revolutions by people who put other people's welfare before their own. The Enlightenment has given a society that is more equal. We all have a vote. General education has created a meritocracy, and workers' rights are now enshrined in laws. But it's only in the past 30 years that Irish society has embraced social change. In this more enlightened time, single mothers are not stigmatized. Marriage equality validates love in all its forms. And we enjoy an era of personal freedom. But there is a backlash against these changes. There is a backlash emerging against this more democratic society. There are those who see some books as a threat and want to act as censors. There's a deep mistrust in governments and authorities developing. People are mistrusting scientific facts. You know, in the Dark Ages, people believed that this relic was a flake of the true cross. These were drops of Jesus' blood or Mary's milk. Now they believe in QAnon, a conspiracy theory that says the White House is a hub of a satanic cult dedicated to child molestation. There are people who denied the reality of the pandemic we've just lived through. There are people who, as America chokes on the smoke of wildfires in Canada, a third of Americans live under heatwave warnings, as Europe and Asia are on fire with record temperatures and the polar caps are melting, they deny the reality of climate change. And people spend hours on sites that promote discord like this. I'm not even going to go down the road of artificial intelligence, but that's going to bring a whole new can of worms. It will have wonderful advantages and disadvantages. People may remember that recently Gavin read here a piece about what Unitarians believe. It was wonderfully written, absolutely accurate. But then Mike O'Sullivan, who's the minister in Cork, he Googled himself on one of these AI platforms, and it was about 80% correct, but there were mistakes in it, and not just mistakes, errors. I suppose one of the funnier ones was that it said he was working in a parish. He is working in a parish in Bali. Mike lives and works in Bandon in Cork, not Bali. So you have this thing where there is, it seems right, but we need a screen of truth because it may have big errors in it. And do we fact check what we find online? With this discord in mind, I have been tuning in now and again to Fox News and CNN News. I knew before I began that Fox News would present conservative views and CNN would be more liberal. And that's exactly what I found. What I noticed was that Fox News presenters never challenged the people who were speaking. They never said, how do you know that is true? Could something else be different? It was just, all they did was encouraged the narrative they were being given. Recently, Fox News was fined more than $787 million for knowingly reporting that there was fraud in the 2020 election. And the reason editors deliberately lied was that they knew if they spoke the truth, their listeners wouldn't like to hear. Like in the story, the people who believed in the shrine didn't want to know it was Neddy the donkey. And if they didn't like what they heard, they would turn off that station and revenue would be lost. The viewers only wanted to hear what suited them. For rational Unitarians, this to us willful blindness to the truth seems unbelievable. But listening to the news the other evening showed me something about myself. The BBC reported that the former Pakistani president Imran Khan had been sentenced to jail for illegally selling state gifts. A consequence of having a guilty jail plea, Khan cannot contest the upcoming presidential election. And the BBC reported that this was a politically motivated witch hunt. I found myself agreeing with the BBC. It, of course, was a witch hunt. Yet I said, but I don't believe Donald Trump when he said that the charges being brought against him are a politically motivated witch hunt. I hear what I want to hear and I take on board what I want to hear. We are creatures of habit. We like the familiar. Like the followers of Fox News, we want to hear what we believe reflected back to us. We all need a screen of truth that would filter truth from lies, good from bad, and leave only the good and the true that comes true. Of course, censorship is not an answer to this problem. We can't appoint somebody to censor the internet and news and all the rest. Two Unitarian writers from the 19th century has useful advice about finding beliefs and finding what is true. William Ellery Channing, writing about religious education for children, said that this is what education should be. The great end in religious education is to inspire a fervent love of truth. But it's not just that we need to inspire that in children, we need to inspire it in people of all ages. Later in the century, Walt Whitman gave excellent advice. And these words are printed on our baptism certificate. He said, "Love the earth, the sun, and the animals. Despise riches simply for their own sake. Be generous to those who ask things of you. Stand up for the rights of those weaker, poorer, or those less fortunate than you." And this is important. Mix freely with all sorts of people, educated and uneducated, young or old. I think to that we could say liberals and conservatives. And treat everyone you meet with respect. Hate all forms of tyranny. Don't allow anyone or anything to make you feel inferior. Examine carefully anything you are told at school, at church, or read in a book, or see online, and question whatever seems to offend your soul. Mix freely with all sorts of people is important. If we only listen to the people who share our views, society will become more polarized. When we listen to others, we may be open to changing our opinion on some things. When we listen to others, even if we don't change, the other person will feel empowered and listened to. The advice to examine carefully anything you were told at school or church or read in a book can be expanded to include everything you read on social media, hear on television, or find on Google or Instagram. And the final advice to question whatever seems to offend your soul will always, always be relevant and true. Amen.